Violence and aggressive play have long been seen as inevitable side effects of football. In fact, it is part of the culture of this all-American sport. However, when cash and material benefits are offered as incentives for exceptionally reckless on-field play, it becomes a major concern. Recently, in the NFL, former New Orleans Saints defensive coordinator Greg Williams was indefinitely suspended for orchestrating a bounty system. Defensive players were rewarded with cash for hits that would cause injuries to key players on opposing teams. An investigation continues. Some might be surprised to learn that some players are introduced to this practice long before they sign their first professional contract. Straight Up Urban Voice senior Connor Murray from Osborne Park High School in Manassas, Virginia, reports bounty programs are a part of game plans in high school football, and sometimes even earlier.
Hard hits, popping shoulder pads, crunching helmets. All of these are well-known staples of football. But throw in incentives for reckless play, and the game changes from fair competition to headhunting.
Kill the head, the body will die. Kill the head, the body will die. We've got everything in the world to make sure we kill Frank Gore's head. We want him running sideways. We want his head sideways.
The poster boy of the emerging bounty culture in football may be Saints defensive coordinator Greg Williams, but the practice of offering incentives for aggressive hits extends outside the realm of the NFL.
They're going to be shocked with our contact. They're going to be shocked with our speed. They're going to be shocked with our strip. We can kick field goals, be the best defense in that stadium, remember the walkaways, and remember whatever it takes.
Just last year, Jason Bresnan, a high school football coach in Mooresville, Pennsylvania, suddenly resigned after reports surfaced that he offered $100 to anyone who could take out the opposing team's running back. While documented incidents at the high school and youth level are few and far between, smaller-scale incentives used by coaches have become commonplace.
Incentives going to maybe small items like, you know, if you make a big hit, I'll buy you a burrito at Chipotle.
That's Justin Canson, an offensive lineman at Osborne Park High School in Manassas, Virginia. He explains that though monetary rewards are rare, there are other ways to encourage players to put big hits on the opposing team.
Stickers, you know, more stickers, it's like war scars, I guess, for us, you know. We take pride in them. You get to brag about how many you got.
Justin's experience with these incentives is not limited to just the high school field. A coach in the Manassas Park Youth Football League, Justin tells us how kids are motivated to go all out on the field.
Stickers on the helmet, and then, you know, if you make a big hit on somebody or you make a good play, I'll buy you Snickers after the game at the snack bar.
While these rewards may seem innocent enough, the behavior they encourage can be dangerous. Justin explains that there is a darker side to youth football.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen kids get hurt before, especially from bigger kids that are supposedly 10 years old, but, you know, makes you think about it. But you don't know if that coach is telling that kid, you know, lay this kid out.
But some say sportsmanship rules put in place to prevent things like making a hit after the whistle or hitting a defensive receiver are enough to protect the integrity of the game. Brian Beattie, the head football coach at Osborne Park High School, believes that preventative measures against bounties in high school would be redundant.
I think rules are, you know, again, you have a sportsmanship rule. That covers everything. You know, it should not be a separate rule put in. What's the difference when you're rewarding a kid a sticker on the back of his helmet for making X amount of tackles? Well, that's one thing, but if you're going to reward a kid because he injured three kids, now you're in a whole different
situation. Right,
so,
right.
I think it's everyone should understand the difference.
Trying to knock them out of the game to change the complexion of a game.
You have sons?
Kurt Warner, a 12-year veteran NFL quarterback, now retired, is speculated as a player who was targeted by the Saints during the 2009 playoffs. Warner, a father of seven, recently appeared on the Dan Patrick Show and showed some trepidation when asked how he felt about his own sons playing football.
Scares me. You know, they both have the dream, like dad, to play in the NFL, and that's their goal. When you hear things like the bounty, when you know certain things having played the game, and then obviously when you understand the size, the speed, the violence of the game, and then you couple that with situations like Junior Seau, and, you know, was that a ramification of, you know, all the years playing and things that go with that. And so it scares me as a dad.
Although it hasn't been directly linked to head trauma suffered in the NFL yet, Junior Seau's suicide has the NFL community buzzing. His brain has been donated to researchers at Boston University, who will determine the former Pro Bowler's mental state before his untimely death. The big hits encouraged by bounty programs often result in the kind of head trauma possibly suffered by Seau, Currently, the Virginia High School League, Maryland Public Secondary Schools Athletic Association, and the District of Columbia Interscholastic Athletic Association require some sort of concussion training for athletes before they take the field. But while there are measures being taken to draw attention to and prevent concussions, there is little being done to prevent these bounty programs at the high school and youth levels. For Straight Up Bourbon Voice, I'm Connor Murray.